Black fucking Sabbath, motherfucker. That's right, this is Default Radio, live, for the first time, but not the last time, hopefully. And this is your host, Decoder, and I'm joined here with a special guest, my man.
This is Bliss Kativo.
And of course, as every week, we got Doug the Engineer, chilling.
Hello.
Laying down the recording, doing his fucking thing. He's a madman. Out of control. And Default Radio, episode 5. Today's date, December something or other. What's today's date? December 19th. Yeah, that's it. Getting ready for Christmas or something. I don't know. People celebrate it. But anyway.
I'm celebrating Hanukkah this year.
I'm celebrating Kwanzaa this year.
Yeah, I'm not really for the whole present thing. I don't really like the anticipation.
Oh, you know, I stopped doing that long, long ago. Long ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, maybe some kids are listening. They're looking forward to Christmas. They're going to get their new freaking Pokemon or whatever the fuck they do nowadays. I don't even know.
Honda Simo. That's what I want for Christmas.
But, yeah, T-Fall Radio. Phone freaking radio and all sorts of fucking crazy shit. And today, Doug has a little story for us about one of our favorite telcos. Gay TNT.
Already?
Yeah, that's what we're getting into, bro.
I'm on. Whoa.
What?
I'm on. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're here, bro. What are you going to tell us about AT&T, man? Didn't you have a story for me?
I wasn't prepared just yet, man.
All right, fine. Well, I'll give it a little intro. I was watching TV the other day, which is it's this thing I do every once in a while. You don't want to do it too much, but it's good in moderation. But I was watching TV and this commercial came on about AT&T. And it seemed as if they were offering this local long distance and DSL package. Well, I took it to mean DSL. I'm not even sure because it didn't specify in the commercial whether it was broadband. They just said internet. But it was for $69.50 a month, $70 a month or something for unlimited local long distance and internet. Like I said, I assumed it to be broadband. I don't know why they would charge me an extra $20 for dial-up, because as some people may know, the AT&T One plan or whatever the fuck they call it is $50 a month. So I said $70, you know. I don't really like AT&T, but I'm not fucking rich. I don't have all the, you know, I don't got my pockets lined with money, so who knows? Maybe I'll give it a shot. Maybe I'll try them out. And I was relating this to my man Doug over there, and he decided that he would give it a shot. And are you ready fucking yet, Doug, to tell him what happened or what?
Yes, I'm ready, Dakota.
All right. Well, then, Doug, why don't you tell the listeners of Default Live, Default Radio Live, Episode 5. Ooh, that fucking rhymes, Live 5.
Oh, God.
I never even noticed that, man, but, you know, that's how things roll here. So, yeah, tell them all about this fucking AT&T horse shit. What happened? Your personal experience.
Right. Well, what is my personal experience? Okay. I called AT&T up, and I, you know, was like, I want your plan. Because I get this shit in the mail all the time, you know, saying, oh, we have local service in your area now for, you know, $50 a month. And I told them that I wanted the unlimited long distance and local and DSL as well. And they said I could get it all. It's all in my area. But first, I did the thing I always do with phone companies when it comes to unlimited long distance.
No, wait, let me cut you off for a second. They said you could get this all for the $70 a month, right?
Right.
Okay, just clearing that up, because they did not specify that in the television commercial.
Well, yeah, but anyways, I give them the question that I give every phone company when it comes to unlimited long distance. Can I leave my phone off the hook late at night in New York or cross country?
Well, you promo punches. You ask if you could scan. You're a crazy person, Doug. You're really out of control. You need to be locked up.
And she asked, or the guy said, yes, we mean unlimited, unlike some telephone companies. I'm like, okay, because I pay Verizon $100, and he's like, wow. And I'm like, yeah, but they don't give me any bullshit, you know? And I want to make sure that you guys aren't going to do the same, like, you know, some telephone providers, MCI. Anyways, so they set me up. You know, I'm giving them new account information. It's going to take about 10 days. I had a little
10 days?
10 days to change my, you know, local over.
Why does it take that fucking long?
I don't know, man.
It's supposed to take under 72 hours.
And it's an extra $6 a month right here because I'm in Verizon land. In order for them to switch me over, it's going to cost six extra bucks a month.
Well, where the fuck is AT&T land? You know?
I don't know.
I don't think there is any.
the nice thing that the guy said was, oh, you know what? Because I asked him, was there like a $6 fee? Because I paid that little tax order with Verizon. And he's like, oh, you know what? I didn't know that was in California. But you know what? You're gonna, since I didn't mention that to you originally, I have to give you credit for that. So for a whole year, he was going to give me credit for that $6.
Okay.
So that's pretty nice of them. I'm already liking these people.
Yeah, they seem, at this point, up to this point, they seem to be class acts, right?
Yeah. So he's signing me up. There's a little social security problem with my mom, which is personal, so I couldn't get the long distance until I paid him like $90.
Okay, yeah.
So they were going to provide me with just local service, which was like $5.95 a month, and that gives me unlimited local and then 5 cents a minute for long distance until I can get my unlimited long distance.
By paying them the $90?
Until I pay them the $90.
Right? Okay, so that's nothing. You just got to give them $90
and
then...
It's pretty good because I pay $20 for a local for Verizon, so that's
pretty good. Well, yeah.
So anyway, they transfer me over to DSL saying, yeah, you got to make your arrangements, you know, to get your DSL. I go with DSL. They transfer me to the number, which is like their, what the fuck is it called, WorldNet or whatever. And they're like, please enter the number on which you wish to have DSL service. So I enter my new AT&T number that they've given me. We're sorry, service is not available in this area. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe the new number is not in their computers yet. I enter my old landline. I tried dialing zero, but I could not get through to a human being. I tried every human way possible, so I had to call the main phone company residential service again. The guy took exactly 20 minutes to figure out how to use his own fucking phone to forward me to another department.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He was dialing numbers. I was hearing all sorts of different kinds of music. I was hearing, you know, different, oh, please hold messages from other operators. He finally was like, oh, here it is, and then he transferred me over.
Oh, God, this is sounding like a fucking catastrophe already.
And what do I get? Please enter the number on which you wish to have DSL.
Same fucking number, huh?
You know, I should add something here. In the past, AT&T used to be considered to have one of the best customer service departments around, and it seems like over the past few months that their customer service has just gone down the hole. I heard from somebody that they had some major wireless outage across the nation, and there's orders just backed up.
It's fucking ridiculous. I don't know. AT&T seems as if they got their fucking head up their goddamn ass.
Especially lately. I mean, I don't know what's going on with them, but...
Who knows what happened? I don't know either.
If they're trying to take over the world, they're not off to a good start.
Yeah, right. They're off on the wrong foot here. Yeah, you know, I was actually just talking to my friend Ibuprofen a little earlier, and he has AT&T wireless, and he's telling me how he gets shit in the mail from them all the time, but the newest one... The newest piece of correspondence they sent him was this thing promising him a certain rate for his wireless plan for the next fucking year, right? But you know goddamn well with the local number portability that shit's going to happen. Stuff is going to go down. They're going to give all these new customers so much better rates than they're offering him now. They're trying to lure him into something, you know, to try to keep him as a customer. And there's, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know. And besides, like you mentioned, they had problems with their GSM network, and you call up AT&T customer service, you know what fucking happened? And I think we discussed it. I'm not even sure if we discussed it in our previous episode, but when you called up the customer service, they didn't even have you wait. They just said, you know, due to unusually high call volume, we cannot take any calls at this time. Click.
Yeah, I had to call them recently because of my mom's. She's getting her new cell phone, and she told me to call. And I got that same message. I mean, you can't even get through to a human being there anymore.
You can't even do anything. They want you to fucking hang up.
So I wouldn't recommend getting an AT&T wireless cell phone right now.
At this point.
Unless you want to get it 2 years from now. Then go ahead.
Yeah. Unless you don't think you're going to need customer service.
Yeah.
So now, Doug, God, I have a fucking splitting headache. Holy shit.
Yeah, and my appendix is exploding right now.
We're doing this live, man, and we're all about to die. If it goes off the air, then you just got to figure that Brisk and I have passed on to the...
Yeah.
If
I stop responding, it's because my appendix has exploded. My side has been killing me for the past 3 hours. I don't know.
And we're all sick. We got we're suffering from catastrophic ailments, and we're still doing the show. It's live. People are listening right now, and I feel bad for them.
Actually, that reminds me of something. Last night, I was browsing around random links, and I found this website that sells ties that have virus strains as the designs on the ties.
Oh, man.
They can get, like, an Ebola strain tie or SARS, all this stuff. It was pretty funny.
Wow, do you remember the URL offhand? That sounds pretty elite.
I'll look it up right now.
No. Oh, fucking virus, man. I'm down with that. I'm all about the viruses.
Doug, how many people did you talk to before you subscribed to the service?
Oh, I subscribed right away. It
so
was
you just
the whole canceling part that
you just
took
talked to
5 hours.
One person?
What?
You just talked to one person?
When I registered, it was on the first ring, you know, and that's when I was like, oh, I'm feeling good about this, you know, I'm going to get some good service here. But it was the part with ordering the DSL and finding out after, you know, 2 hours it's not available.
Well,
and then the 3 hours of canceling the service.
So the DSL completely fucked you up on this matter here.
Right.
AT&T.
And get this. When I finally got through to someone saying, yeah, I guess it's just not available in that area. And she's like, you know, I know you've had DSL with Verizon, but we can also provide dial-up. You can just have dial-up. So you can
What are you fucking kidding me?
So you can keep your AT&T local and long distance. And I'm like, what are you, retarded? I spent 2 years waiting for DSL broadband in this fucking neighborhood, and you expect me to drop all of that time just for fucking AT&T?
Yeah, right? Like, they're such hot shit. Like, you're going to fucking inconvenience yourself.
And I call Verizon up, and I ask them, you know, can I keep my Verizon online DSL if I have AT&T? And they says, no, we're sorry, we can't do that. I'm like, all right, it's not your fault. You know, they're all feeling bad about it. I'm like, it's not your fault. I'm not going to cancel you guys.
You know,
I'm
going
to keep my DSL.
I
call AT&T up, and after going through many different recordings again, I told them that I wanted to cancel what I just made an hour ago, the order. I gave them the number that the guy gave me, you know, the registration number or whatever. And I had to give them, I registered under my mom's name. And the problem they were having was, well, is she there? Can we speak to her? And I'm like, well, no, I registered under her name and under her social. And they're like, well, we're not seeing a social on this account. And so, can we talk to her? And I'm like, no, you can't talk to her. And they're asking if there's a number they can reach her. I'm like, no, I just did this an hour ago with my own fucking voice. And now I can't cancel something I just made.
So I guess the moral of the story here is fuck AT&T once again.
Well, you know, you did say you only talked to one person before you subscribed. I've worked in customer service centers, and when I worked taking inbound calls for customer service, there were people calling in all the time telling us that other people had told them stuff that just plain wasn't true, and they do it to make the sale. So if you're going to buy something over the phone, my recommendation is to talk to at least, you know, two or three people and ask them all the same questions. Because you might find you get a couple of different answers.
That's true. These guys are just trying to make a sale. That's what it does come down to. The guy that's on the phone, the customer service guy, when you're they're salesmen, you know?
Yeah.
I remember calling up AT&T for just to inquire about their rates for their 1010-288 pick. I wanted to know what the rates were. So I called them up and asked them flat out. And this bitch, before she even tells me, she starts talking all this shit about, do I want to subscribe to AT&T? I said, look, I'm just calling you to ask you how much it is per minute for me to make a long-distance call with fucking 1010-288. So not only did she try to spend 10 minutes with me trying to sell me AT&T, but when all was said and done, she lied to me about the rate. She told me that it was like something astronomical, like fucking $3 a minute or something. And it turned, well, she told me $3.50 a minute. I said, what are you, fucking retarded? But no, that's what she told me, $3.50 a minute. Mm-hmm. It turns out the actual rate, if you wanted to use 1010-288 to make a normal, non-operator assisted, just a, you know, direct dial, 1010-288, one area code in the number,
yeah,
35 cents a minute, which is still a fucking monumental ripoff.
Oh, yeah, you can call Antarctica for less than that, I
think. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's still a monumental fucking ripoff. But this bitch tells me it's $3.50, tries to get me to buy shit, even when I said, okay, $3.50, well, I guess I ain't going to use it, fucking buy. And she starts saying, well, are you sure? What was the telephone number you were calling about? I could sign you up right now. I said, are you fucking dumb? Like, what's wrong? I just hung up on her. Fuck that. I don't need to deal with this shit from fucking AT&T. Not to mention their 00 operators. Those people. Oh, don't even get me fucking started. You know, they want to, we're going to do this on a future episode, so I don't know if I want to mention here. But try calling up a 00 operator. Call 1-800-CALL-ATT, or get an operator on 1010-2880. Ask them for the correct time. See what happens. Try it. They're going to try to charge you for it. Trust me. They will. They want $2 to tell you the time. Now, of course, there's ways around that. You can get them to tell you the time. And, you know, shit, you could look at your watch. You don't need to call AT&T. But if you really just want to piss them off, since they're trying to charge you $2 to tell you the correct time, like AT&T has some sort of fucking patent on the fucking time, like this privileged information within their corporation or something, fuck that. There's ways around it.
It used to be free, I believe.
Well, now they want to charge $2.
On the old Off the Hook episodes, they called AT&T to get time in Zimbabwe or something.
Well, they don't want to tell you now. Probably because of Off the Hook. I blame Off the Hook now.
Could be. I don't know. There are some good long-distance rates out there where you just get a pick programmed onto your line, but calling cards a lot of the time are a lot cheaper than any long-distance.
And it's prepaid, so you don't have to worry about a bill at the end of the month. You know?
Exactly. You know exactly how much you're paying for it because you pay for it You pay for it first. Pinzu.com has the best prepaid calling card rates I've ever seen.
P-I-N-Z-O-O.
.com. 3.9 cents to Australia.
Well, that's fucking lead.
2 cents anywhere in the United States. And the good thing about Pinzu is you can get your pins as soon as you order them. They email you the pins. You don't even need a card. So if you're, you know, if you're in a rush and need to make a call to the United Kingdom in 10 minutes and you don't have time to order long distance, instead of paying a $3 per minute phone bill, just go to pinzu.com. You can get your pin right away.
That's just, that
doesn't, than anything.
That doesn't sound half bad.
Yeah. I'm not trying to, like, you know, do a promotion for them.
Well,
right?
Pimp them.
But I've used them. They're good.
That's the thing. That's what we do here, man. If there's a service out there that is good, it's cheap, it's fucking reliable, then we pimp it. We tell them about it. We say, go use this. We say, fuck AT&T. Hey, Verizon I know is expensive. Verizon, they're fucking long-distance service. They're unlimited bullshit, Verizon Freedom or whatever. It's fucking expensive, and I'll say that straight up. But it's reliable. Those fuckers don't fuck around. I have done so much crazy shit with my line. I don't even want to get into it. They don't care. They don't give a fuck what I do. As long as they see their $100 at the end of the month, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like extortion, kind of, you know,
yeah,
but whatever.
Verizon, I have to say, is a big ripoff. But then again, they never bitched at me once. And I am actually going to do the idea of having my number forward to some party line across country and passing it out to a newspaper in the area. Like,
you should.
It's a new party line, and everyone calls, and Verizon's getting this, like, they're looking at my account. Why are all these calls, multiple calls to New York at the same time? How is this possible?
Hey, that's the thing, man. That's what it's all about. You get what you fucking pay for. I've said it before. I said it again. You get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. You pay $100, you get the good shit. But this Pinzu, I like prepaid. The idea of prepaid is good because you don't have to worry about a fucking bill. You pay.
Exactly.
You call. That's it.
And for phone freaks and telephone network explorers out there, I'd highly recommend just getting a prepaid card and calling, looking in the front of your phone book, getting country codes, and calling some random nation like France or, well, I guess France isn't really a random nation, but...
But, you know, it's kind of anything, you know?
Yeah, it's just something.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to get into. You got that that list of all the foreign telecommunication carriers.
Right, the 2003 foreign telecommunications carriers.
And that's, where's it at? That's at Old School Freak, right?
Yeah, that's at oldschoolfreak.com. I think you can find it in the text file section.
Yeah, shouts to Duel, definitely.
Yeah, he helped me get that up there.
Duel.
I can pose that list. Basically, well, let me explain what it is.
All right.
The list is a list of domestic carriers, telephone companies, for pretty much every country that's in the CIA World Factbook.
So that's over, pretty much every country on fucking
that's
Earth.
Pretty much every country.
That has a half-assed telephone system.
Yeah. Even the less than half-assed are on there.
Yeah.
So I've got for the United Kingdom. I put British Telecom in Australia, Telstra. I just got that stuff for pretty much every nation. And I made the list basically because there's nothing like that, that I could find any resources whatsoever for dominant carriers. And a lot, some people have asked me when I first made the list how I decided what telephone companies were the dominant carriers for that country.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, here in the United States, we have tons of different telephone companies, but when you get down to it, the most economically dominant telephone companies are Quest, Verizon, SBC, and Bell South.
Yep, that's it.
Because, you know, 20 years ago, they used to be the only telephone company, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty much how I chose it with the other countries, because most of, like, third world countries' telephone systems are government contracted.
Well, yeah, so it's only one. That's it, the telephone company.
And I made a few interesting discoveries in making the list. For example, cable and wireless. Everybody, I think everybody knows what cable and wireless is. It's a huge, long-distance provider and carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And what I noticed when I was looking up the carriers for these small islands and things is that they were all cable and wireless. Because what cable and wireless does is it's quite brilliant economically, but sort of a search and destroy method. They go through small countries and islands, and they just buy off their companies because, you know, they're nothing.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And, you know, you may not make that much money from the Cook Islands or something. Well, you make some money, of course, but it's not going to be the majority of the profit. But when you start taking all these little islands and building them up, you got quite a profitable business.
Yeah, it's like world domination.
Pretty much. Did you want to ask me anything about that list in particular? Maybe I could explain.
Well, the first thing I wanted to say was that Default Radio definitely has a few international listeners, and they have expressed interest in us, you know, speaking in other things besides the American network. And I do have to say that a lot of the phone freaks in the U.S. don't even really bother, you know?
Yeah.
They don't bother with shit. I mean, and I will also say, though, that I've heard freaks from around the world say that the American network is more interesting because you never know what the fuck you're going to get. You go through one carrier, you're going to get one thing on a number. You go through another carrier, you're going to get another thing. Who fucking knows what the hell is going on?
Sure.
But it still is kind of fucked up that in the U.S., freaks just don't even bother. They don't care. You know, they're like, well, shit, whatever.
I mean, it seems that a lot of phone freaks in the U.S. are just primarily looking at the U.S. Telephone network. But the telephone network is not just the United States. It may have originated there, but come on, it's 2003. The telephone network is a global network.
Yeah, it's the world, man. It's like the Internet.
Just like the Internet.
Yeah, it's the fucking world. Now, I did have one question about the list.
Yeah.
Japan. All right, you put the dominant carrier as
KDDI.
Huh?
Oh, I didn't put KDDI.
No, you put Nippon Telephone.
Yeah.
So now that's the thing. I know about Nippon Telephone. I know about KDD. Now, are they like the big, like, two competitors or something, or is KDD like a startup?
I'm not really too familiar, but somebody else did ask me about that when I posted it on Usenet. They're both kind of growing. I think mostly in Tokyo, but let's see, what was the one I put on there, NTT?
Yeah, you put NTT.
Yeah, I think they're the dominating domestic carrier for most of Japan, even the rural.
Yeah, well, rural Japanese state. Telephone.
Yeah.
Nippon Telephone is Japan Telephone.
Yeah.
But
And I think they were originally the government-owned.
Oh, so they were the main one, and this KDD is just this new thing that came about.
Yeah, that's how I decided it, basically, because it was a state-owned, government-owned telephone company. And a lot of, there are still quite a few government-owned telephone companies in other countries, which is interesting, because we don't have really anything like that here in the United States.
Well, yeah. Now, I guess a lot of people know KDD because of the well-known Country Direct.
Right.
The well-known Japan Direct, that's KDD. The number is escaping me. I'm thinking that it's 800-543-0051.
Sure.
I'm thinking that's what it is. I don't want to be wrong, so I'm going to put a disclaimer on that number. I think that KDD, Japan Direct, which is KDD, that's who you get. That's what kind of operator you get. I think it's 800-543-0051. I'm not 100% sure about that.
I think it's 518.
800-518? Doug, can you get on that? Can you grab a Country Direct list? Doug.
Yeah, yeah.
Find a Country Direct list. I'll be looking too.
Okay. I got it. Hold on.
Yeah, but you know what it's time for?
What is it time for?
We need to take a break.
What do you mean we need to take? What are you fucking talking about?
We have to take a short little break.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Just say we'll be right back, bro.
We'll be right back.
I want to play a little music for everyone.
Wait, why? What are we doing?
We'll be right back.
Dude, what the fuck is going on, bro? Motherfuckers. Well, you know, I have to say that Default Radio number 5 Live was bound to experience some sort of catastrophic event, and I guess an Atari Teenage Riot commercial break. That's what you played, right, Doug?
Yes.
What did you play? The same song we played for the intro?
No, for the outro of episode 3, Delete Yourself.
Oh, God. Okay, well, everybody just heard Atari Teenage Riot Delete Yourself.
Good song.
I think it was off of the album Burn, Berlin, Burn, if I'm not mistaken. And the intro song that we played, like I said, Black fucking Sabbath. Well, just Black Sabbath. And what the fuck did we play for the intro? Electric Funeral off the album Paranoid, 1971. Anyway, yeah, my back into fucking Default Radio, if I can get my shit back together here.
Yeah, we've made some technical corrections. So I'm now using a blowhorn to talk into the phone.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Uh-oh. Oh, fuck.
He cut out.
We just lost fucking Brisk.
Now we should do a break. No.
Oh, my God.
You know what, though? Where is Lucky? That's what I want
to
know.
I don't know. Lucky was on AIM. I gave him, like, 50 IMs, and he never got back to me. When I got on AIM, he was only on for, like, 10 minutes. And I was like, dude, he wasn't idle either. I was like, dude, motherfucker, Lucky.
I think he's purposely ignoring us.
Well, he's a bitch.
Just to be like that.
He's a bitch. Lucky, if you're out there listening to Default Number 5 Live, Johnny Number 5 Live, you're a fucking bitch. But anyway, my suspicions were correct. I should always trust my instinct. And Japan Direct, which is KDD, is indeed 1-800... What the fuck? 543.
Welcome back.
You're back.
Yeah, apparently.
All right.
Apparently my phone explodes when I talk too loud, so sorry about
see?
That.
So everybody out there bitching about it just made your phone explode.
Yeah.
But yeah, my suspicions about Japan Direct were correct. It's KDD, 1-800-543-0051. Call them up. Fuck with them. They like it.
they like it.
And I don't know. So is anybody, you get any fucking IMs, Doug?
A lot of laughs from many people.
Fuck. Well, everybody out there listening, fuck you.
Oh, come on now. We don't want to lose listeners.
You're losing our listeners right there. You just stop listening.
It's my fault mostly. I'm using a somewhat unstable connection to call.
I guess I'm just always loud. A lot of people have the misconception that I record the show myself because I'm so fucking loud. But the secret is, I'm gonna let everyone in on my little secret of why I'm so
copper.
Fucking loud. No, it's not just the copper. It's the fact that I use a $15 telephone. When we record the show, I use one of my favorite phones. I own four of them because it's so fucking loud, and I like to be obnoxious, as everyone knows. And it's a Conair phone, model FX2000A.
Great model.
Yeah, so if everyone wants, if you want to be loud on comps, if you want to be an obnoxious motherfucker like me, get one of those, Conair Phone FX2000A, and that's one of the sponsors of Default Radio.
Or a lot of, like, one of those people that think, you know, they're always right, get the Conair.
Yeah,
well, a lot of the time, those old mechanical phones are pretty loud, I guess, just because the source of the audio is so raw. I think they use, like, coal in the microphone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The old phones, yeah, if you got an old phone, man. I have one. It's not currently in this apartment. I have I have a red rotary dial phone. It's, you know, regular desk phone type. I don't know the manufacturer. I haven't. The thing's not even been in my possession for a while. It's probably at, like, my parents' house or something. But my mother's house, most likely. But it was a good phone. I like the fucking thing. But I like this Conair too. It's loud as fuck. I'm obnoxious. So there you go. So what were we talking about? International exploration telecommunication.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's phone freaks in America, man. They don't look at the shit internationally, man. You ask most of them don't even know the country codes. A lot of people pride themselves on knowing a lot of area codes. A lot of MPAs in the U.S. and Canada, of course, cause the same shit. But they don't know the country codes, you know? Everybody out there listening right now, test yourself. What? 4-4. What country is that?
UK.
Yep. 3-3. What country is that?
France.
Yep. 8-1. What country is that?
8-1. Is that Germany?
Turkey.
Nope, you're both wrong. We were just talking about it before.
8-1?
Yep.
Oh, Japan?
Japan, that's right. So nobody knows the country codes, man. You got to know these things. You got to know it like the back of your hand. I'm looking at the back of my hand right now. I know it. I know country codes. So fuck that. People got to know. And we got,
one.
Like I said, we got international listeners. This isn't just a U.S. thing. This isn't just a North America thing.
And I should express again, the telephone system is not just an American thing.
That's it. It's everywhere.
Recently, the U.S. Congress declared that Alexander Graham Bell was not the original inventor of the
telephone. Because he wasn't. He just found it.
Yeah.
In somebody's lab. And the guy's name was something Mucci, right?
Yeah, Mucci.
What was his first name? I forgot.
And guess where he was from?
Italy.
Yep.
Of course.
An international.
You know why he made that, actually?
Country.
You know, and he actually, originally he called it the teletrophone.
Oh, yeah. That's
and,
right.
The reason he made it is because his mother was bedridden and ill. And he wanted, instead of her having to, you know, or him go up there every time she needed something, or, you know, her have to get out of bed because she couldn't, it was kind of like his own private intercom system. And that was what his invention was for. And to get a little more into telephone history, I guess Bell just fucking found the thing because Mucci was poor and Bell had a little bit of money,
well,
and he grabbed the patent.
Apparently, when Bell patented the telephone, it wasn't even Bell who patented it, it was his uncle.
See, because his uncle had cash, Mucci didn't have shit, but a bedridden mother and a fucking thirst for knowledge.
Yeah.
Inventing shit.
But apparently when Bell originally patented it, the telephone didn't even work.
It probably didn't.
They were just still working on it.
And see, so this guy just stole the patent from Mucci. Everybody talks about Bell. Not only that, but a lot of people don't know that originally the telephone wasn't supposed to be for humans to interact with each other. It was almost, I think Bell's original idea was that it could be used as some sort of mass media. Like, you pick up your telephone and, like, hear news reports or something like that, weather and shit like that. And that's the case. That was the case for a while because people back then, man, they were scared of it. They didn't really associate, I don't know, they just looked at it as a machine and didn't associate it with a human on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, what really put the telephone into what made it fucking big, where it blew up, was I think it was New Haven, Connecticut, I think, Bridgeport, Connecticut, somewhere around that area.
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport, Connecticut, I think.
My mom's from Bridgeport.
It was either New Haven or Bridgeport, I'm not quite sure. But it was one of those places, and there was some sort of fucking train accident, right? And a lot of doctors and shit in that area and surrounding areas, doctors are always trying to get new shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just because the way their brain thinks, where their mind works. And they had telephones, and it happened that one guy who was in this town, New Haven or Bridgeport, I forgot where, he saw this train crash, and he called up doctors on the telephone. And all these fucking doctors came from miles around because they got the calls on their telephones to help the fucking victims of this fucking train crash, and boom, that hit the news. People heard about it. Next thing you know, telephone spread across the fucking nation, now the fucking world.
Well,
so,
you know, a lot of people recently have been looking historically at Bell as, you know, kind of a fraud because he wasn't the first to invent the telephone. But I still have to say that, you know, Bell did start the first telephone company.
Well, yeah, he started the company, but he did not invent the telephone.
No, he did not.
By any stretch of the imagination did he invent the thing.
A lot of good things have come out of Bell's work, but the telephone was not his.
Mucci. I forgot the guy's first name. And how do you spell Mucci? M-U-C-C-I or M-E-U?
M-E-U-C-C-I.
Yeah, M-E-U-C-C-I, Mucci.
Look it up on wikipedia.org, wikipedia.org. It's a free open source encyclopedia on the internet. It's pretty good. I recommend it.
And you'll find out all about Mucci, the Italian who invented the fucking telephone. He called it the teletrophone. So, like, there you go, right there. You know it's not an American thing. This isn't just North America, man. And everybody out there listening on the stream, you're on the fucking internet. The internet is global, so is the fucking telephone system. Just remember that, you know?
Yeah.
Don't just fuck around calling all over the U.S., all over North America, Canada, and Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, or wherever else. Just call up Japan. See what's going on. Call.
Yeah, it's really pretty interesting to think you can sit in some field in Iowa or something, pick up the phone, and dial, you know, somebody on around the world within seconds. The connection is made in seconds. It's just
and it's
amazing.
A much more human and intimate thing than online. You could chat with somebody on AIM, wherever the fuck they could, somewhere in the bush in Australia, you know what I'm saying, or in fucking Russia or wherever, but it's words on a screen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're on the phone, you could fucking hear them. You hear what's going on in their hood. You know? That's it, man.
That's pretty amazing. And you can get a lot of payphone numbers online for different countries if you want to have someone to call. Like, we're talking about calling other countries, but you might not have anywhere to call. You know, you might not have a phone number. You can call, or you can go to payphoneproject.com. I think it's payphone-project.
Payphone-project.com. And find international numbers.
Yeah, you can get payphone numbers and pretty much anywhere you can think of, and you call them, and you can hear what's going on. And the person's, you know, they're not going to be like, hello, hello, who are you? And
well,
then hang up. They're going to be like, why is this payphone ringing? They're probably
not even going to be speaking English, probably, but you know what? That's the point.
Well, actually, it's pretty interesting. There are a lot of countries where there's a great number of people who speak English.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, in Japan, you can... pretty much anywhere you go, you can find somebody that speaks English.
Yeah, you're going to run across somebody. If they don't speak it fluently, they're going to know a few words, you know?
Keep in mind, what's the official language for shortwave radio? It's English.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Us Americans have an advantage to explore the telephone system because
call them up.
We speak English and we can communicate with people
and use that
pretty
advantage,
much anywhere.
Man. Don't just call down the block. Don't just think you're cool because you're calling from New York to fucking California or you're calling Hawaii or you're calling Edmonton, Canada, you know, Edmonton, Alberta. Don't think you're cool because you're doing that, man. Call fucking Russia. Call somewhere in Africa, you know.
And pinzu.com, that's how you do it.
Yeah, and get the fucking cards from Pinzu and call them up. Or, you know, beige box somebody. Somebody you don't like. See, I'll have to put that little disclaimer there. I don't advocate.
Don't come in. I'm recording.
What? Oh, I heard Doug.
Ignore that. All right.
I don't advocate going out and doing fucked up shit. But if there's somebody you don't like, if the person's a dick already, and you want to get back at them, use your skills, use your hacker skills, use your freaker skills to just fuck with them a little bit. Give them a fucking, you know, give them $1,000 phone bill 1 month. Call up fucking Russia all night on their line. You know, I'll sit here and say that. I whatever. They're assholes already. They're assholes to begin with. Do it. You know, these kids in high school. You know, there's this chalk motherfucker that beats the shit out of you every day. Hey, go get a fucking call up some 900 numbers off his line. See what his parents fucking do to him. They'll kick his ass up and down the block.
No.
They
don't
will.
Don't listen to him.
Oh, that's what I would do, man. I mean, I don't do it, but that's what
yeah,
I would do.
Yeah, I don't do it either, but
that's what I would
know how to do it.
Hey, do it, man. I'm telling him, do it. Just don't, that's the thing. A lot of people out there, they take their fucking, well, a beige box is really just a goddamn telephone. It's not a box. But anyway, they take their telephone and they go out and they plug into somebody else's line. They do it at random. You know? Hey, make it worth your while. Do it to someone.
Actually, instead of, I mean, I don't advocate beige boxing for international calls at all, but if you don't want to be noticed and if you want to make some calls beige boxing and you don't want it to bother anybody, do some business that's likely to make lots of international calls.
Yeah, some business you don't like. Maybe you're dressed like a freak and you got kicked out of the local business. Go over there and give them fucking
Walmart. AT&T building over there.
Yeah, the AT&T building down the block. Any business you walked into where they don't like the way you dress, so they kick you out of there, man, go give them a fucking $20,000 phone bill.
Actually, I'm going to have to recommend against beige boxing at the AT&T building.
I say do it. They're assholes. Do it. If you got access to beige box in the AT&T building, do it. Although,
if you don't know what you're doing, I don't recommend it.
Well, although I'll have to say that we take no responsibility for your actions.
I do. I take responsibility for your actions.
I don't take any responsibility for anyone's actions but my own.
I take a responsibility. I'm like the Messiah. I take people's sins and absorb them. So don't worry about it.
Well, I'm just giving you a theoretical example.
Yeah.
You know, it's a work of fiction, Default Radio. We're not even real. So nobody can come in and try to prosecute us.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who I am.
Briscativo is a
nobody
fiction.
Knows my name. My name is Decoder.
Yeah, Briscativo.
I have girls that I have performed intercourse with that don't know my real name. So
Lady
that's
Parker.
It. That's it. No, they don't even think that. They just call me fucking Decoder. I swear to God. You think I'm lying, bro. I'll prove it to you one day.
No, people call me Brisk.
There you go.
Yo, what do girls say when you say your name is Decoder? Do they like, that's a weird name? Or
no, they usually, it depends. That's how I could filter out, like, the good girls from the fucking retard girls. Because,
well, retard girls, of course. You know, like, oh,
well, no.
Cool
if
name.
They're cool, if they're cool, you know what I'm saying? I could filter out whether they're cool, because if they are, you know what they do? They make themselves up a name. And it's all good fun.
That's so crazy, Decoder.
That's all I got to say about it. But I don't know how far we're into the show, but you know how far we are into the show. I got to start. You know, for Default Radio, a lot of people tell me that I speak quickly. I think I'm going to have to start.
Think before you say anything.
Chilling out?
Yeah, I think I'm going to start chilling out. I'm going to have to, I don't know, take some sort of sedatives or some illegal narcotics before I do the show.
Theoretically.
Take some Kava Kava. That's legal.
Is it still legal? Is that shit still legal or what? I don't even know.
Pretty sure Kava Kava is still legal.
It might be doubtful. Maybe the consumption of it isn't. Because even something like absinthe or...
Absinthe. Oh, that stuff's... Yeah, that stuff's horrible.
Well, it's legal. It's just not. It's illegal to consume. And it's legal to purchase and to sell. Same with ayahuasca, which I don't know if anybody knows what it is, but if you want to know what it is, you could Google it, and that's A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A, and that's perfectly legal.
www.google.
Shut the fuck up, you moron. Anyway, but I don't know how far we into the show, so we're going to get to the Default Radio Mailbag.
Well, before we do that,
do we have music for the Default Radio Mailbag? Do we have, like, some sort of retarded, like, Conan O'Brien type of fucking music for the mailbag?
Piano music.
Was there music on Mr. Rogers for when the mailman came? We should get that.
Oh, yeah. I met him. I met the mailman for Mr. Rogers.
I actually met Mr. Rogers. I used to date a girl who had a house on Nantucket. And fucking, she was like two houses down from fucking Mr. Rogers, whatever the fuck his name
was. That's crazy. He was a Marine. Did you know that?
What, the mailman for Mr. Rogers?
No, not the mailman. Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers wasn't a fucking Marine.
Yes, he was.
What was he up doing, swabbing the deck?
I don't know what he was. I don't know. He was in the Marines.
Well, Semper Fi, Mr. Rogers. Was that?
I thought that was crazy.
That's insane. But now, wait, Doug, before we got to the mailbag, what did you want to say?
For the listeners that are listening right now, if you want to kind of maybe call into the show, why don't you?
Oh yeah, here.
Send
if
us
you
want to
call into the show,
send us an email.
No. Don't even send us an email. We're just gonna bridge in a few minutes. If you want to call in, you're gonna get an abridge callers. I'm gonna give out a number right now for a bridge that you're gonna get on.
Let me write this now because I don't even know what the hell we're doing.
All right, yeah. Get your pen out. I'll give everybody a chance. Everybody listening right now, get your pens out or your pencils. Whichever you prefer. Write it in blood. I don't care what you do. But right after we do the mailbag, we're going to bridge in the bridge. Something like that. And we're going to take listeners. They're going to talk. They're going to say stuff. You can say whatever you want.
They're going to tell me how much my phone sucks.
Yeah, no holds barred here on Default Radio. So you ready, Doug? You ready, listeners? Well, I'm not asking them. I'm asking you. Doug, you ready?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm talking to some people here.
So for all the listeners, the number, and you should get on it now because you don't know when we're going to call it up and bridge it in. The number is 508-295. Is that the number, Doug? Wait a minute.
I don't even know if you're here.
Oh, fuck.
Are you going on a Mr. Conference?
Oh, damn it. Yeah, I think it's the 508-295-9926. Is that the bridge number? Let me verify that just a second here.
Well, let's see, we get messages.
So unprofessional. You know, I thought I had these numbers in my head, but because of that, I should just trust it. I'm saying 508-295-9926 is the bridge number. I'm going to trust my instinct and say it, but I'm also looking it up. And the conference code is going to be 333. Make it easy on you motherfuckers.
Yeah, I got a message saying that's it, 9926.
Okay, 508-295-9926, conference code 333. Get in there now. You don't know when we're going to fucking put you on. You don't know.
Just wait. Waste your long distance if you're paying, you know. we'll be in there.
We'll be there. We're going to do
it.
Yeah. I was experimenting with that number the other night, and I found out that you can actually use star as an extension.
Hey, don't tell everybody my secret. Stop.
Is that your secret?
Yeah. Well, since we let the cat out of the bag, yeah. As a matter of fact, you could use star as any one of the digits in the extension.
Huh.
So if you wanted to use conference code, I don't know, 2*5, that's a fucking conference. One thing that other people don't know that I'm just going to have to let out of the bag because you let that one out of the bag.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
You could also use silver box tones for conference numbers. ABCD.
Oh, yeah. You're telling me about that. That's pretty cool.
Now, there's one thing. I'm always the pessimist. So what I'm going to say is that perhaps star is translated into another number, so I'm not quite sure, but star may just be a valid number on its own, a valid digit on its own. I'm not sure.
It's a tone, so maybe it doesn't recognize numbers so much as tone.
I guess so. So, yeah, A, B, C, and D would work, and hey, if you make up some of your own DTMF tones that aren't included in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, 0, pound, A, B, C, D, make up some of your own. See if they work.
Well, wait a minute.
Experiment.
Doesn't it say, like, room whatever? Like, doesn't it say the room number?
No,
it does not say the room number. But let's go to the mailbag. Hopefully everyone listening.
Let me find the mailbag. Hold on.
No, I got the mailbag. I got it all. I'm reading it.
Well, we might get some new mail, too. So go ahead.
Well, all right, you can access it. But, before I read the mail, I'm going to say the number one more time. Everyone listening, this is live. Not like usual. This is live and direct, Default Radio. The number you're calling is 508-295-9926, extension 333. You get on now. You don't know when we're going to bridge it in. We might do it right now, but we're not. We're going to do it later.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Because you scared the engineer over here, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. Now, the first two, which I might not even get to the second one, because we've been... How long are we going, Doug? How long are we doing this?
50 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
50 minutes? Oh, we got plenty of time. All right. The first one is not from the default mailbag. It's from the decoder mailbag. And it's from Free World Dial-Up. And it seems as if Free World Dial-Up is in the Christmas spirit. And it says, hi, Decoder.
We?
Yep. Well, they know my name is Decoder, too. Everyone knows that.
Wow.
Hi, Decoder. When you use, and it really does say that, but anyway, when you use your Free World Dial-Up account, today through the end of the year, and today meaning today, you can now place calls into the USA and Canada for free by dialing star 1 and the area code and number.
Oh, shit.
So you got free world dial-up? Take advantage of it. Start doing it right fucking now. If you got free world dial-up, use that to call the 508 number I just gave out.
Well, how does that work? Shouldn't that be illegal? I mean, change the pick on your line or something? How does that work?
No, this is free world dial-up.
Well, what's free world dial-up? Maybe you should...
Oh, it's voice over IP.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't... What it is, let me give you a brief description of it. It's a little telephone software that you install on your computer, and you can dial toll-free in U.S. and U.K. for free. And also, people that will have free world dial-up, you can call their little free world dial-up extensions. And basically, I guess now you can dial, you know, U.S. numbers now for free.
Until the end of the year.
A little bit, yeah.
Until the end of the year. Well, yeah, you don't remember, Frisk, you don't remember Dialpad?
Yeah, I remember Dialpad.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same thing. But now,
really?
You know, yeah. So with free world dial-up, you're able to dial toll-free numbers all the time. But now it seems, from today till the end of the year, they're letting you dial U.S. and Canada.
Do you have
free.
To subscribe?
It doesn't cost any money.
Really?
You just got to sign up with them. Sign up with them. You get an account. You get a soft phone, and that's it. Voice over IP. You go over your. You could do it on 56K. It'll probably sound like horseshit. So you know you need broadband, kid.
Maybe people will be calling into that bridge with that.
Hopefully, because that's why I'm telling them this. And it continues on. We hope you are able to take advantage of this special promotion and take the time to tell others about it as well. Well, you know what? I'm taking the time. Best wishes for the holiday season, the Free World Dial-Up Team. Well, you know what? Fucking best wishes to you from the Default Radio Team.
And you can use 56K. They give you a many choice of codecs. What you should do is when you install the application on the top, there's a whole bunch of like little codes and shit. Basically, what those are codecs, and just make sure all of them are unselect except the GSM.
Oh, okay. If you use the GSM codec,
the
then you're good
codec.
To go on 56K.
Yeah, it'll sound all right for one call. Yeah, just don't be three-waying and shit.
Well, there you go. Free will dial-up. It's all a gift for the holiday season. So thanks to the
cool.
Free will dial-up team and
Merry Christmas from Free will dial-up.
Happy holidays. From
cool.
Free World Dial-Up, fwd.pulver.com, for everybody who wants to go and take advantage of that. The next piece of mail is also not from the default mailbag, but from the decoder mailbag.
The decoder.
And it's from my mailbox. And apparently, the FCC has just cited its first, God damn it, I can't even fucking spit it out. I'll just read it.
This must be exciting. Wow.
Oh, yeah, it is. This is about the FCC. This is by Marilyn Gewax, G-E-E-W-A-X. Don't even ask me why her last name is that. But this is from, and you know what's fucked up? The last thing I read from the same news source that I have here, the person's name was, it was some Japanese name. I pronounced that correctly, but I couldn't pronounce Marilyn Gewax's name. But, you know, anyway. And this is from Cox, Washington Bureau, dated Friday, December 19, 2003. Wow, that's today. Federal regulators on Thursday, I guess yesterday, issued the first citation against a company for violating the National Do Not Call Registry.
Whoa.
So, there you go. The first fucking company. And that company was CPM Funding, Inc. of Irvine, California, which does business as California Pacific Mortgage, Inc. And the FCC cited them after getting 8 consumer complaints about unwanted telemarketing calls.
Awesome.
And the FCC also goes on to say that the company did not dispute that it made the calls.
Why don't you explain the Do Not Call Registry for anybody who's been living under a rock for the past...
Well, for people who've been living under a rock, the Do Not Call Registry, although I didn't sign up for it because I just didn't want my name and number on a list that the government had, but that's just my paranoid fucking conspiratorial beliefs. But for everyone else who doesn't really give a shit about that kind of stuff, you call up the government and you say, look, put my name and number on the Do Not Call list, and they send that out to all the telemarketers.
There's also a website you can actually register for online.
Yeah, I think, is the website in this email?
It's donotcall.gov, I think.
Donotcall.gov, I think.
Yeah, and it's really easy. I've done it. You just go there, simple form, enter your number, and it's done.
And that's it. So the Do Not Call list. So the FCC,
supposedly.
The FCC has cited the first firm, CPM Funding, Inc. of Irvine, California, California Pacific Mortgage, Inc. And it seems, let's read it from here, I'll read it word for word, the first step in the enforcement process is to issue a citation. Any future failure by CPM funding to honor the registry rules will result in fines of as much as $11,000 per violation. So you know what CPM
Whoa.
Got out of this? Nothing. A slap on the wrist. Because it's the first time, even though it was 8 complaints.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to do anything. They just got the FCC called them up and yelled at them.
Still, that's pretty good because it's going to be a warning for other companies. And
exactly.
That's
now,
why they're doing it.
You know, check this out. Americans have placed more than 55.4 million home and cell phone numbers on the registry since it began operating in October.
Wow.
Regulators say tens of thousands of consumers have filed complaints about violations. 55 fucking million numbers in this Do Not Call registry. The government got you, man. You signed up, they got you now. Anyway. No telemarketer is supposed to call you, though. That's for fucking sure. Blah, blah, blah. And, yeah. So, here, you know, I'm not even going to read the rest of this bullshit. That's all it is. Fucking CPM Funding Inc. of Irvine, California got fined. No, they didn't get fined yet. They got cited. They got a citation. They will get fined if they get any more complaints. Now, here, for everyone out there who gets bothered by telemarketers and you're on the Do Not Call list, file a complaint. Right here. Regulators urge people who believe that they have gotten illegal calls from a telemarketer to note the date of the call and the name and or number of the caller. Complaints can be filed by calling 1-888-382-1222. That number once again, 888-382-1222. Or visiting, oh, there you go, www.donotcall.gov. Registration is free. So there you go. Wait, are we all still here?
Yeah.
Okay. You're fucking quiet, man. Interrupt me.
I was just listening.
This is default. All we do is interrupt each other.
That's Lucky, man.
Oh, yeah.
Where? So did you ever find out where he was?
No, Lucky's out probably with his girlfriend or something, you know, whatever. You know, whatever. Whatever, Lucky, you're out there listening. You'll be here next week.
Yeah,
We might even have, and I'm not going to make any promises, but we might have an episode 5.5. So you might be on the lookout for that. Yeah, be on the lookout for that in the middle of the week or maybe even Sunday. You never know. We might have it. Not making any promises.
He's making promises.
I'm not making promises.
He's making them.
I ain't making them. I that's my disclaimer, is that it's not a promise. It might happen. You never know. So be on the lookout. Check. That's the thing.
So that's a promise, folks.
Well, this is what we wanted. This is my promise. Everyone should check the fucking website every once in a while. Don't just hit the website on Friday when we stream.
Give out the URL.
cbzone.org/default. Mm-hmm. And you want to check it because we might come out in the middle of the week. We might just say fucking Lucky might get around. Me and him might find each other and just say, yo, let's do a show. And we'll do it. We don't fucking care. We've done... there's like 30 episodes of Default Radio floating around. We only release a few of them, you know? We get together and do shit all the time, you know? We only give you, the listeners, the best, and that's really saying that the other ones must suck, because I think they all sucked. But anyway, on to the Default Mailbag. This is the Default Mailbag. And we have received a few emails, not as many as I expected, but we got a few. One really good one. But the first one is from... Mutt. Well, that's what it says. It says from Mutt. That's the person's email name, I guess. But they say a different name on the end. It says from Mandy on the end. So this might actually be a female. We haven't confirmed this yet.
There's no promise here, man.
Mandy, if you're listening, confirm that you're a female. Like, I don't know. Come. It says she's from the Boston Ravens. So go meet Royal. Have him tell me that you're a female. Or send a pic, whatever. And if you're going to send a pic, don't send it to default@cbzone.org. Send it to me. Decoder@oldschoolfreak.com or decoder@freaksandgeeks.com, which the Freaks and Geeks site is back up, and big shout to Icon. So here's this message from Mutt or Mandy, and it reads, hey, what's up? I just wanted to tell you that I listened to your third episode of your radio show. I'm from the Boston Raven, which is a telephone party line, for those of you who don't know. I have to say that it was a great show. I was laughing so much through it. I'm trying to get to know some more about phones. Well, that's good. This girl wants to learn, you know, which is fucking good. It's always good for people to want to learn. Keep up the humor. It's great. And if you want, when you put out your next show, email me and I'll go listen to it. And I find your stuff very amusing and cool. And that's cool, K-E-W-L. So fucking thanks, Mandy. And why is nobody talking? This is like really...
I think my appendix just exploded.
Oh, you're dying?
Yeah.
I'm
right now.
Here.
Right now.
Oh, shit. My headache still hasn't gone away, but I'm just trying to ignore it. But as soon as you said that, nah, I realized I still have a headache. But now this email, this is definitely a lead email. This is from Pig Monkey, and big shouts to Pig Monkey. He mirrors the show. He is the fucking man. And he sent us a really fucking sick email right here. And it reads... Jesus, somebody talk while I'm doing this. Somebody interrupt me.
Talk.
Anyway, this is getting, like, stagnant. Doug, why aren't you over there, like, interrupting me like you usually do?
I never do. What are you talking about?
Damn it. I don't know. Something, like, I just hear quiet. Oh, you know
you
what
just,
it is?
Maybe you just have lucky separation anxiety or something.
Yeah, that's it. I miss my lover, Lucky. You know what it is? My CD stopped. I actually have Depeche Mode playing in the background. Depeche Mode Violator. Go out and buy it. Don't fucking download it like I did. And Pig Monkey types, writes, whatever. Why should RFA listeners have all the fun? After all, default radio listeners do have a far greater sex appeal. And I'm going to have to agree with you on that. I'm going to have to agree with you, Pig Monkey. Okay, let's ignore the fact that the same people listen to both shows, which is true. I listen to all the shows every week.
It's completely true.
It is. I don't think anybody listens to just one of them. They listen to all of them. RFA, Finrev.
Does Duel listen to this? I bet he listens.
In the Now. Oh, yeah, Duel listens, I think. I hope. Duel, you better be listening.
If he's not, well, everybody go tell Duel to listen.
All right. And this is what Pig Monkey sends us, since, of course, they said, why should RFA listeners all the fun? Pig Monkey has given the listeners of Default Radio a 60-minute phone card from all of our friends at Bartell Drugs, wherever the hell that is. And everybody get your pen and write down the number. The access number is 1-800-698-3433. I'll say it again, 800-698-3433. Or... for our Spanish-speaking listeners, 800-698-4454.
Are you going to give that out in Spanish?
Huh? 1-800-698-4454.
Muchas gracias.
There you go. See, I don't even know Spanish. That's the fucking sick thing. You put me on the spot there, Briss. Do you, like, speak Spanish fluently?
No, I don't.
Well, dude, you put me on the spot. Man. I just pulled that out of my
hat. You're, like, for Spanish, listeners.
Well, there you go. I ended up being able to pull out the number in Spanish. I'm really proud of myself now.
For Spanish listeners who don't speak English, they'll have
I don't know why they would be listening to default radio, but at least they understood the number.
Yeah. Well,
they probably just listen. They just want to hear me say fuck every 5 minutes. That's like those. We got a lot of listeners in Sweden.
Doesn't fuck mean like plow in Spanish or something?
I don't even know. I think fuck in Espanol, I forgot.
It means like cake or flowers.
So I'm trying to think of how do you say fuck in Spanish.
I think, I don't know.
Chinga? Is it that? I don't even know. Somebody, Spanish listener, send us in. How do you say fuck in Spanish? And for the dudes out in Stockholm, my man Cell, Cell something, Cell 456, sorry Cell man, I can't remember the numbers. I should. But he better send in some foul language in Swedish. I want to get it. I want to see it. But the PIN number... for that calling card is 432-116-1852. Once again, 432-116-1852. And he goes on to say, great show, Pig Monkey. And man, you are fucking awesome sending the calling card for all the listeners. Definitely a big shout to him for sending the calling card and for mirroring the show. And we have another email from this guy, Emmanuel Winkler. And his email address, which is probably not a real email address because this is a piece of spam, we're already getting spam, is dj4cmdyhu@tim.it. It's probably fake, but if, you know, anybody got any sort of fucking email bombs out there, try to do it to him.
You know all those spams where they say enlarge your penis?
Yeah.
I want to, like, send out some spams that say enlarge your vagina.
There you go. Every girl wants a big, fat, ugly vagina.
I know I do.
Doug wishes he had one, since he's overtly homosexual. But yeah, this spam is telling us to go click a link for a Paris Hilton mystery video. I don't know what the fuck this is. It says, dear sir or madam, the following video, which you will see, portraits, well, I know they meant to say portrays, but spammers aren't like the fucking most intelligent out of humans. So he says portraits, but it's portrays the multi-million Hilton heiress, Paris, who stupidly let herself be filmed at the age of 19. I'm sure you know the rest as you follow the news. This is the chance for you to solve the mystery of the Hilton saga. What fucking mystery is this guy talking about? What mystery? Fucking morons. If you're ready to play detective, click the link below.
Weird.
And it says https://ns.adweaen.biz/ph/index_mailer.html. So, yeah, whatever that's worth. I don't know who the fuck this Emmanuel Winkler guy is, but he gets a big fuck you from Default Radio. And this, Doug, this was in all the fucking boxes too, right?
Yep.
This is in general at CB Zone, default at CB Zone. So yeah, all the listeners, send us more email. We didn't get much email. We got one fucking lead one, man, from fucking Pig Monkey. That was fucking lead, bro. Shout out again to him.
So, how about that bridge?
Oh yeah, we're about to get to the bridge. I just want to tell the listeners,
right,
everybody listening, default@cbzone.org is the default mailbox. You want to send some personal mail to me, decoder@oldschoolfreak, or decoder@freaksandgeeks.com. And, of course, Lucky is lucky225@2600.com. And
don't forget, 1-484-DEFAULT.
Yeah, and if you want to leave some voicemail, 484-DEFAULT. We're going to play the voicemail at the end of the show, okay?
Okay.
Because right now, Doug...
there's going to be, like, nobody in there.
This is going to be so lame when there's nobody in there. No, we suck so bad.
Give out the number again.
All right, for the last time. Everybody listening to the stream, this is
anybody
fucking...
Anybody that doesn't want to embarrass us.
Yeah, this is live. This is the first time Default is live.
Let me put a couple lines on there so we don't look bad.
Oh, God. The number, 508-295-9926, extension 333. We hope there's people on there because Doug's calling in right fucking now. Do it, bro. All right.
And if there isn't anybody in there, we'll have some nice elevator music.
I don't think that one plays music. It's just empty. Those Mr. Conferences don't do it. The freeconference.com, you get the... They always play Sade. I like Sade, but, you know...
Yeah, they do.
It's always that fucking... It's always that one album.
Who's on there?
All right, who was on the bridge? You were on Default Radio. Announce yourselves to the world of Hacksawers.
This is Natus, and I am made out of fucking WrestleMania motherfuckers.
Who else is on?
This is Elemis.
Elemis, what up? From CCCPR.
Yep.
Give them the URL. Pimp it.
It's cccpr.datamachine.net.
There you go. cccpr.datamachine.net, Computer Countercultures People's Radio. You better listen to it tomorrow.
Tomorrow night on CB Zone.
Is it on CB Zone?
Yep.
Man, I've been getting laid too much. I don't even know what the fuck is going on. Who else is on the bridge?
This is a knee tank.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
This is a knee tank.
Need tank?
INETANK.
Oh, okay.
All right, and that's it on the bridge?
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody want to say anything? Shout-outs?
Yeah, tell me, how does my phone sound?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. I heard it's really quiet.
Yeah, does everything sound good after our commercial Atari Teenage Riot break? Because I changed phones, actually, to a quieter phone.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It sounds better than the original half hour we did?
Yeah.
All right, so everybody on there, you want to give any shout-outs? Natus, you want to give any shout-outs to anybody? Questions, shout-outs, compliments, criticism, fucking anything?
I want to give shout-outs to everyone on the BinRev forums. Just everybody there, really cool.
Yeah, big right. Shout-outs to Stank Dog and his forums at BinRev.com. Elemist.
Just come and listen to CCCPR tomorrow.
That's it, cccpr.datamachine.net, tomorrow night.
Yep.
What time?
8 o'clock Eastern.
8 Eastern.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're going to be having some fun, doing some more fun calls tomorrow.
Fun.
Just for the hell of it. See what
fun shit.
See what Microsoft thinks of giving technical support of installing Windows XP on an Altair 8800.
All right.
That should be funny.
Right. And, what was the other dude's name?
Inting.
You got any shout-offs?
Well, I guess he left.
Hello.
I think he was pissed because we mispronounced his name.
Well, my bad. It's a hard to pronounce name. It's not like Joe or Fred or something.
He needs to talk louder.
Well, hey, everybody got different level phones, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all know about
that. Talk louder.
Everybody must talk louder. Well, no, except me. I should be talking more.
You should like, put the phone on the other side of the room.
I should hang it up on the fucking wall.
You know what you should do is have other two other phones on the line so it kind of dims down your line.
I could have done that.
That's actually a good idea.
That's an experiment right now. The default radio experiment. Anybody listening? Do we sound better?
Hmm.
Do we sound any better?
Where's Lucky?
And where's Lucky?
Oh, dude, Mr. Rogers is dead. You know that?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers is dead.
Months.
Yeah. Whoa, whoops, sorry.
Yeah, it was pretty sad when that happened.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers has passed away a couple of months ago.
You hear about that story?
That was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
Huh?
That was quite a while. I remember a radio station that I listened to in the morning. They were calling up like all our local government offices, trying to get him to say that the flags had to be raised at half mast for Mr. Rogers.
Why I'm at half staff for Mr. Rogers.
Well, it was pretty sad, man.
Hey, he entertained us all while we were kids.
Do you remember that story when those people robbed his car?
No.
And they took it back because it was Mr. Rogers. They didn't know it.
Get the fuck out of here! I never heard about that.
No, it was an article on TV Guide when it was like right after Rogers had his last show, some guy robbed his car. And they found out it belonged to Mr. Rogers, so they returned it, and it was a note saying, "I'm sorry, we didn't know it was your car."
Get the fuck out, man.
I laughed when I saw that.
That's crazy. Fucking nuts.
Could you please turn on your radio?
Yeah, could you please turn on your radio? We're getting, this is a delay.
At least we know where we're at here. Come on.
But that's it. Anybody got any last shouts before we unbridge it? Because where are we going here? 60 minutes?
Any questions?
Questions, yeah.
What's freaking?
Freaking is stealing telephone calls, and it's done by bad people who are immoral, and they're just all-around jerks.
And it also has to do with cantaloupes.
Yeah, something to do with cantaloupes. I'm not sure, quite sure where the cantaloupes come in, but something to do with that.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Actually, I have one.
Sure.
Real quick, I was just wondering if I haven't heard, well, I've heard mention of these before. The Bell Telco manholes. Does anybody know anything about those at all?
You're just talking about like regular manholes in the middle of the street?
No, the Bell Telephone Company manholes.
Well, they're not actually owned by Bell Telephone Company anymore, even if they do have the Bell logo on all the manholes.
I know. We have Quest, but I was just wondering, is there anything down there worth checking out? I mean, is it check out?
Well, I wouldn't recommend going down there because before any of the technicians even go into them, they have to vent all the gases out of them because methane and stuff builds up in them. But there's some interesting stuff down there. They got a concentration of trunks, F1s going into central offices. And
trunk access.
Yeah.
We're talking about that on episode something or other with the Open SS7 project.
Uh-huh.
I actually worked on a project a few years ago for a photojournalistic essay where I went around and took photos of different manhole covers and compiled them into a list. It was pretty interesting to see how different a lot of them were. But, yeah, anybody who doesn't know about them, you can walk out into the road and look down at the manhole covers and on some of them, you'll see a Bell telephone logo, and in those, there's usually a concentration of trunk lines, which is pretty interesting to know.
And methane gas.
Methane gas?
So if you're going to go down there, don't be sitting there smoking your Camels.
Yeah. If anybody, I mean, I wouldn't recommend doing this, but if you do want to go in there, there's, I think, a fax on demand number for SBC that you can get.
I think we just lost Brisk.
Oh.
All right, we just lost Brisk.
See what happens when you do it live.
Well, hey, you know, we're losing people left and right. Things are going wrong. We got everybody on. Elemis and Natus, you're still there?
Yeah.
Nobody else is on that bridge?
I'm going to get disconnected in a second because probably going to get disconnected in a second.
I thought you just did. I was going to say, well, that was timing.
Yeah, I'm going to get disconnected.
Shut up, Doug.
stuff.
That was pretty leet, too, what he was talking about. I wanted to hear it.
I know. He'll be back in a second.
Let me get this cheap calling card that I got from www.faircall.com.
Faircall.
Contest, and you get a 5 to 20 minute phone card.
Is that thing a rip-off, or does it work?
What?
Is that a rip, or a... Uh-oh. Hello?
Huh?
Wait, we're still on Elements. Is that a rip-off, or what? Because I never even checked it out. Faircall.com?
Yeah, it's some normal calling card service or click call service or something, but on their website they have this little game. You can play it once a day, get a 5 to 20 minute phone card basically for free.
And they don't put like any spyware on your fucking computer or anything? All right, Brisk, you're back.
Sorry about that, guys.
No problem.
My phone exploded again. It's kind of like a Rumpelstiltskin effect. Guys who was asking about...
Back, yeah.
Yeah, there's an SBC number that has a fax on demand system, and you can request a manhole safety manual from it, manhole safety procedures for going into the manholes. This is an official document. You can get it from 888-35... Oh, no, my phone exploded. Okay, 888-354-6547. And I don't know the exact document number, but I believe it's in the Southwestern Bell section of the fax on demand system. There's some pretty interesting stuff in there as well, so you might want to take a look through there. And for anybody who doesn't know what a fax on demand system is, it's basically a number that you can call into and request documents to be faxed to you, to your fax machine.
There you go.
Pretty
fax
cool.
Back in. And you could also use that for electronic harassment of people you don't like.
Yeah.
Enter their telephone number in there, and they're going to just get faxes all day and night. They're going to pick it up. They're going to hear that. I think there was an episode of Seinfeld about that.
Wait a minute. That's what's going on with my line, then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're getting fax bombed.
I'm always getting that, and I can't get a hold of it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to avoid.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Because I'm not getting any faxes. I hook up my fax machine. Nothing's going through.
Really?
Caller ID is unknown, not anonymous, you know?
It should. Usually, hooking up a fax machine fixes the problem.
I'm going to kill Lucky. It's probably him.
It probably is Lucky. We blame Lucky for everything that goes wrong in our lives. And it's usually...
Tron.
And Tron. Well, we blame Tron kind of joking. Yeah. Always Lucky doing it. Anyway. All right, so any last words for the people on the bridge before we unbridge it? Because we're about to end the show.
Cantaloupe.
Mattis Elemus, any last words? I guess not.
Freak Vermont.
Freak Vermont. That's the last words. Cut him off, Doug. You done?
And we're off.
All right. So there you go. That worked out pretty well. So that's it, I guess. Default Radio, Episode 5 live. Live at 5. And I think
rhymes with jive.
That rhymes with jive. Because all listeners just jive turkeys. Who just called in?
Wait. Who just joined?
Who the fuck do you think just joined? Hello?
Hey, what's up? This is Rigel Shine.
Oh, Rigel! We got
you're live on the air.
Guest caller, live on the air, Rigel 5.
Oh, shit, we're live?
Yeah, we're going live, bro. You got anything? We're just... And, dude, as in... You pulled a Majestic. Right when we're about to give shouts.
Dude, that's funny.
You come in. So, Rigel, now that you're here, any shout-outs to the world, Rigel 5?
Well, I mean, like, I'd like to bring up the Mobster Scan. There's some cool guys. I don't know, how about, Dagda and all the old school guys like Dead Addicts back home from the original 616 group that predate me. They deserve some shout-outs.
Always with the fucking 616.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, what's on my mind? And, you know, you kind of caught me off guard here. I don't know. I can't remember all my K-Leet hacker names right now. Right, like,
and, of course, ProjectNexus.org.
Yeah.
Spelled correctly.
Speaking of Project Nexus, who's Frozen?
Frozen Napalm is... He's a pretty cool guy. He doesn't really have anything to do with like any of the other Frozens that people know about.
Yeah, because my friend goes by the name Frozen. He owns Frozen.org, and like I showed him that, like, dude, there's someone else named Frozen. He's like, what the fuck? Who is that?
Well, actually, the full his full handle is Frozen Napalm.
So there you go.
Right. We just call them frozen because spelling frozen napalm really ruins all types of web. You know, I mean, you're trying to design a site, it just ruins everything.
Too long.
All right, so those... Damn, Raju, calling in on the live fucking show.
I didn't know if it was live. I mean, maybe you guys have, like, some type of, like, you know, warning message. We're sorry. The number you have dialed is currently being broadcast live.
Live to the world, bro.
Like, maybe you should contemplate not continually dialing this. Well, I tried the voice, and, like, arguably no one was on.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was on the voice over IP. So, Roger 5 coming in on a live broadcast. You just missed, actually. We took some fake call-ins. We actually bridged in another bridge. We had a few people on there. So, for those are Roger shouts, Doug, any shouts?
Nah.
No, you never have any shouts, man. Shout out to somebody.
I had shouts. Whoa, my phone is ringing here.
What about the fat girl you have?
Oh,
you want to shout out her?
I want to give a shout out to Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, everybody.
I have to answer this. Hold on.
Shouts to Mr. Rogers. So that's it, Brisk, for your shouts?
Yeah, I guess so. Hopefully we'll do it again, huh, Decoder?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, bro. I think this was a fucking good episode. I think people learn shit. I think they're just out there just learning.
And if anybody wants to get a hold of me, my email address is brisk, B-R-I-S-K, @netins.net.
There you go. Brisk @netins.net.
And this is Brisk Ativo for anybody who didn't hear me in the first half hour of the show.
Yeah. But what the hell is all that noise? Who's doing that?
Sorry, cell phone over there.
Oh, okay. Who was that, by the way? Lucky?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
So Lucky's not here?
No, Lucky's not here, man. He's not on.
You hosted the show again without him? I thought you swore you weren't ever going to do that.
Well, I'll explain it to you later why we did it. But anyway, my shouts go to, all right, Freak Blaze and Young Brain and everybody else at the fucking BinRev forums, and a big shout to Stank Dog, as always. Stank Dog is a man. Shouts to Hack and Slash. Shouts to Dreamer. Shouts to Tom Carlson. What the fuck is all that noise? I was getting interrupted during my shouts. What are you doing?
Seriously, that was a real accident, but that was kind of funny.
You motherfucker. Anyway, and shout outs to Princess No. And that's it. This is fucking Default Radio.
Can I give another shout?
Yeah, give another shout. Go ahead.
I'd like to give a controversial shout out to RBCP.
Yeah, shout out to RBCP. Nothing wrong with RBCP. Whatever. He's a fucking cool dude.
Yeah, he is.
Why is that controversial?
Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of beef against him. I don't know why.
Who has beef with RBCP? Nobody.
I don't know about that. There's a few people, but I think he's hilarious, so.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, man.
I mean, he gave me a place to live, but I didn't have one, so I can't really.
Oh, really?
Big shouts to RBCP. Fuck yeah.
One of the coolest guys alive.
Yeah, exactly, man. I don't know who has fucking problems with that. I mean, I may talk shit about the people on the PLA forum, but
he doesn't talk shit about opinions
or anything. I mean, everybody knows they're all morons except for a select few who shall remain nameless because I don't want to point out the ones that are morons. But there's some people on the PLA that I'm cool with, so. And that's
we wouldn't have enough time to point out the morons.
Well, yeah. But there are a select few people on the PLA, the Phone Losers America forum, cal.phonelosers.org, that know their shit and they're cool. So, you know, everybody talks a lot of shit about the PLA. I may do it myself sometimes, but in all honesty, everybody has to admit the vast majority of people there are kind of jackasses. But anyway, I didn't want you to bring that up, fucking Roger. But yeah, shout to RBCP. And who the hell, who did I shout out last? Princess No. Shouts to her. And shouts to everybody who sent us email. Shouts to everybody who's going to send us fucking email. And that's it, man. Hopefully, right now, if Doug has his shit together, which I doubt he does, hopefully you're hearing the closing music. Are you?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. Right now you're listening to Black Sabbath off of the same 1971 album, Paranoid. The name of this song is, what song? Hand of Doom. And you're going to hear it for much longer, so you better listen, because Black Sabbath is the greatest fucking band in the world. Everybody else just sucks cocks compared to them. And, as everyone knows, everything is always on default, and nobody fucking knows why. Later. Fucking high. You know you must be blind to do. right, we're back. For all you motherfuckers who did what I said and kept listening to Black Sabbath, you're going to hear something else, Lee, that we forgot to play. We are now going to play to you the contents of our voicemail box, 484-DEFAULT, for those of you who don't know. So, Doug, get that fucking line in here and play that shit. We forgot to do it. For you people who kept listening to Black Sabbath, you're going to hear it. Everybody who left?
I also forgot something as well.
All right, say it quick.
I wanted to give a shout-out to N-Theory for our project that will be released soon.
Big shout to N-Theory. He's always on
cool
the show.
Guy.
He's the fucking coolest guy around. And he's probably right now out getting drunk somewhere. That's what he told me before he left. He was going to be on, but he had to go out and get drunk.
Okay.
He said he might have called in, but obviously he didn't. So, yeah, big shout to fucking N-Theory. Hell, yeah. Where's this fucking voicemail? Is Black Sabbath still playing?
Yeah.
And the Doom, everybody. Black Sabbath. Best band in the world. Ever. Nobody even comes close. And I mean...
Can I drop a phone number?
Yeah, drop a phone number.
Okay, my landlord's phone number. It's 425-303.
11:19 p.m.
Okay.
Your callback number is 404.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, what happened? Yo, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that Hand of Doom is fucking, like 8 minutes long.
Anyway, 9204. The password is last four. Somebody, like, changed their greeting for me because I don't want to do it. Cause
say that number once again.
Oh, 425-303-9204. The password is the last four of the phone. Somebody changed their greeting for me because I hate my landlord.
All right. Kill your landlord. That was actually an album by a controversial hip-hop band known as The Coup, C-O-U-P. That was the group that had that fucking that album
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I don't want to be rude, this is G.I. Joe, but Decoder, if next time for the conference, if you could just actually say the words each number maybe at a time so I don't misdial 8 times, and then by the time I finally get it right, you've left the conference. Thanks.
Well, we got pissed.
Saved messages, Sunday, December 7th, 6:49 a.m.
Doug, you're a fucking faggot. I'm going to kill you. Default Radio is the worst radio show ever.
That's Doug.
Saved message, Monday, 12:20 p.m.
Hello, Default Radio. This is Cell 45460 from Sweden. Thank you for a nice show, and let's see. I bought myself a calling card, which I suppose you know what it is, so I can call really cheap to the outside world, you know, outside of Stockholm. Get yourself a call-in line, and I'll call you up and talk some about international freaking stuff. All right. Hey. Cheers. I'm waiting for the next show. Bye.
I like that guy.
All right, there you go. Before we end the show, big shouts. I fucked up his name before, but I'm not going to do it now. Big shouts to Cell 45460 out of Stockholm, Sweden. He's going to be on the show soon. We didn't plan this live episode, so Cell, if you're out there listening, you know, sorry we couldn't get you on today. We did not plan this. You know, this was planned like an hour before we started recording. We didn't know if the fucking phones were going to work or anything. And G.I. Joe, my bad. I didn't really hear the whole message, but I promise that you're going to be on the show next week, man. So big shouts to G.I. Joe. Big shouts to Cell 45460 out of Stockholm, Sweden. And shouts to Accident for being very astute and pointing out that Default is the worst radio show ever.
Oh, hey, can I go on a 15-second rant?
No,
go
dude,
ahead.
Fine. Go ahead. I wanted to end on the fact that Default was the worst radio show ever.
Right, okay. 15 seconds. Don't worry, dude. Well, I'll bring up the fact that Default sucks. People from Europe tend to be so much cooler. Like, if you don't believe me, go watch the movie Unauthorized Access. I can't remember who made it or anything about it. It's definitely an underground film. And they do a lot of interviewing with people over in Europe about the Computer Underground. And, like,
yeah. You
totally see how much cooler everything is over there.
What's it called?
Unauthorized Access.
Well, there you go. Everybody go watch that. Big shouts to Cell 45460. He sounds like a fucking really cool guy. He's going to be on the show soon. G.I. Joe, my bad. You're going to be on next week, I promise. You're going to be on next fucking week. And we're out of here. Default Radio. Fucking Decoder. Briscativo. Doug. Rigel 5. Elemis from CCCPR, that datamachine.net, Computer Counterculture People's Radio. You better listen to it tomorrow, 8 Eastern. And Natus, Freak Vermont. And now we're really fucking out of here, and you're going to continue listening to Black Sabbath, and we probably won't come back later.
Even though Default Radio sucks.
It sucks. It's the worst radio show ever later. God, it's fucking...
Disillusioning. start spinning round. You fall down to the ground. Feel your body heat.